Let me ask you a serious question. If you died tomorrow, what would the world say you left behind? Would they remember you as someone who worked hard, hustled every day, but left nothing behind but bills, debt, and stories of struggle? Or would they say you built something, let's say a house, a business, a farm, or even a system that your children, your community, and even your country could stand on? This is not just about you. This is about us as Gambians, as Africans, because right now, too many of us are hustling but not building, grinding but not growing, surviving but not leaving behind anything that lasts. Almost 40% of Gambian youth are unemployed. Every week, young men and women risk their lives through the back way to Europe. And let's be honest, it's not because they're lazy. It's because they don't see opportunity at home. Meanwhile, the world is moving at lightning speed. AI is transforming industries. Renewable energy is replacing oil. And countries are leapfrogging into new economies. But as for Africa, we're still being told to focus on agriculture like it's 1950. We missed the Industrial Revolution. We missed the Technological Revolution. And if we're not careful, we will miss the AI revolution as well. But why might this be the case? Because we've been kept in the dark. Because our leaders have lacked vision. Because the global system benefits from Africa staying stuck at the bottom. Whereas raw material suppliers, as cheap labor, as consumers of what everyone else produces. But here's the truth. We don't have to stay stuck. We don't have to keep repeating the same story of struggle. We can build. We can leapfrog. We can catch up and even surpass. That's why I started this podcast, Roots, because we need to know who we are, where we come from, and what we stand on. Hustle, because we need to grind smarter, not just harder, and turn that energy into legacies. This is not another motivational podcast that just tells you to believe in yourself. This is about money, mindset, manhood, womanhood, entrepreneurship, and nation building. This is about equipping Gambian and African youth with the tools, the strategies, and the urgency to build something real. So as you listen today, I want you to reflect. If we keep going the way we're going, where would the Gambia be in 10 years? Where will Africa be in 50 years? Will we still be waiting for aid and handouts, or will we be writing our own stories? We don't have the luxury of disappearing. Not anymore. This is our time, and if we don't move now, we may not get another chance. Now that you've heard the why behind the urgency, let me tell you why this podcast exists. My name is Wakumbe. I'm here. I'm an engineer, an entrepreneur, a husband, and a father. I currently live in the U.S., but my heart and my mission are in the Gambia, and by extension, Africa. Because no matter where we go, Africa is home. I created Roots and Hustle because I saw too many of our young people, brothers and sisters, stuck in survival mode. We are proud hustlers, yes. We wake up early, we grind hard, we sell, we push, we hustle. But here's the hard truth. Hustling without direction is just motion. It doesn't lead anywhere. That's where most of us are today. Working hard, but not building anything that would outlast us. Let me paint a picture. In the Gambia, nearly 40% of youth are unemployed. And those who do work often earn less than $2 a day. Our country imports more than 50% of its food, including rice, our staple, when we should be feeding ourselves and even exporting. Our electricity is among the most unreliable and most expensive in West Africa. Ask anyone running a shop or cold storage business. Knowing bills alone can kill your hustle. And our best and brightest, too many risk their lives in the desert and on the sea because they believe the only future is outside of Africa. This is why Roots and Hustle exists. To have real conversations about how to flip this script. This podcast is about more than motivation. It's about mindset, how we think about ourselves and our future. It's about money, how we earn it, manage it, multiply it, and stop being scared of it. It's about manhood and womanhood, how to step up as leaders in our families and our communities. And it's about building the systems and businesses that make us relevant in the global economy. See, I'm not here to tell you fairy tales. I'm here to tell you that, yes, the struggle is real, but so is the opportunity. And the difference between the two is vision, knowledge, and action. Other nations were not built on miracles. They were built on systems, on businesses, on legacies passed down from generation to generation. Look at the Chinese man, for instance. He leaves his shop to his children. The Indian man leaves his businesses. The European man leaves property, companies, and even stocks. And the African, well, too often we leave survival stories. We leave children who have to start from zero again. That cycle has to end. Roots and Hustle is here to break that cycle, to push you and me to think generationally, to equip us with tools so we stop being just consumers and laborers and start being builders, owners, and leaders. This podcast is for the Gambian youth who wants more than just survival, for the African young woman who's tired of being underestimated, for the young man who wants to leave a legacy, not just a reputation. This podcast is for anyone who refuses to disappear. Now, let's talk about the first half of this vision. Roots. Roots are about identity. They're about knowing who you are, where you come from, and what you stand on. Because let's be real, a man or woman without roots is like a tree in the wind. Every new trend blows them around. Every new hustle distracts them. Every quick money scheme traps them. And that's exactly what's been happening to many of us. We're chasing, but we're not anchored. So what do roots mean to us? Roots are our culture and history. Not just dancing and drumming, but the wisdom, the values, the resilience passed down. Roots are our faith and morals, the discipline, the principles that hold us accountable, even when no one is watching. Roots are our families and communities, the people we come from, and the children we will one day leave behind. Because here's the truth. Too many of us are living like we're the last generation. We don't build with our children in mind. We don't plan for the ones who will come after us. And here's a painful fact. Africa is the richest continent in natural resources, but the poorest in wealth creation. Why? Because we haven't built systems that make our resources benefit our children. Think about it. The Gambia, we have the river flowing through the country, a natural irrigation system. Yet we import rice, but we ship the raw and imported peanut butter back at higher prices. We export fish, but our own markets sometimes don't have enough for our families. Roots should push us to say, no more. Roots means building farms, processing plants, and supply chains that feed us first. Roots mean owning land and passing it down. Roots mean teaching our children the value of work, money, and legacy, not just survival. Because here's the hard truth. If your hustle doesn't feed your roots, it's wasted energy. This is why Roots and Hustle matters. Because roots are not just about pride. They're about power. We can't keep starting from zero. Roots remind us that we're not just here to survive. We're here to build, to plant, and to leave something behind that outlives us. Let's be honest. In Africa, everyone hustles. Walk through Senegal Market, for instance. You'll see women selling vegetables, young men pushing wheelbarrows, taxi drivers fighting for passengers, students side hustling just to afford lunch money. Our people are not lazy. The hustle is in our blood. But here's the real problem. Hustle without strategy is just exhaustion. Too many of us are hustling the same way our parents and grandparents did. And if you hustle like the past, you'll stay stuck in the past. Let me break it down. If you're selling fish, but not thinking about cold storage or processing, your children will be selling fish the same way in 20 years. If you're farming groundnuts, but not thinking about peanut oil, packaging, or exports, then you're just another farmer at the mercy of middlemen. If you're driving a taxi, but not planning to scale into a transport business, you'll grind every day until your body can't take it anymore. See, hustle should not just feed today. Hustle should build tomorrow. That's why we say, hustle must evolve. Smart hustle means turning small farms into agribusiness, greenhouses, irrigation, solar-powered cold rooms. Hustle means turning one rental property into a portfolio that generates income while you sleep. Hustle means taking your electrical skills, your tailoring skills, your tech skills, and packaging them into businesses that can outlive you. And let's talk about technology. Because whether we like it or not, technology is the new currency. Artificial intelligence is reshaping the world, from farming to finance to medicine. This is where we are. Africans can leapfrog. We don't need to build old factories to compete. We can use AI to design smarter farms, automate services, connect directly to markets. We can skip the slow steps Europe and America went through. Think about it. Instead of waiting for foreign banks, we already use mobile money. Instead of building coal plants, we can go straight into solar and wind. Instead of dreaming about cell center jobs, we can train youth to use AI tools to serve global clients from Banjul, Dakar, or even Lagos. Hustle should no longer mean sweat without growth. Hustle should mean building assets, using tools, and multiplying effort. Because here's the truth. If you're still hustling exactly like your father did, you're not hustling. You're just repeating history. And history has kept us poor. It's time to hustle smarter. It's time to build businesses, systems, and ideas that outlive us. That's the kind of hustle that transforms not just your pocket, but your family, your community, and your country. Family, let's be real with ourselves. Africa doesn't have time to waste. The Gambia today is one of the youngest countries in the world. Over 60% of the population is under the age of 25. That's energy, creativity, and raw potential sitting right there. But here's the danger. If that energy isn't directed, it explodes. It turns into frustration, drug use, crime, or mass migration through the back way. We've already seen it. Every week, young Gambians risk their lives crossing deserts and seas. Why? Not because they hate home, but because they don't see opportunity here. And if we don't fix that, we're digging our own grave as a nation. Meanwhile, look at the global economy. The world is not waiting for Africa. Jobs we thought we could get abroad, they're disappearing. Factories are turning to robots. Customer service is turning to AI. Even doctors, lawyers, and accountants. Careers we thought were safe are being automated. So if you think you will just wait, hustle a bit, then get a visa and be fine, brother, you're already behind. But here's the flip side. Africa has the chance to leapfrog. We don't have to crawl through the industrial age. We can jump straight into the AI age. We don't have to beg for fossil fuel plants. We can build solar grids across villages. We don't have to keep exporting raw peanuts, cashews, and fish. We can process, package, and sell directly to the world. Let's call it what it is. We've been left in the agricultural age, while the world moves through industrial and digital revolutions. Why? Because leaders lacked vision. Because foreign donors and governments told us, stay where you are, grow peanuts, export raw materials, buy finished goods from us. That narrative kept us blind. And too many of us still believe it. But if we continue to believe it, then 20 years from now, our children will be sitting in the same broken classrooms, studying outdated books with no jobs waiting for them. That's why now, because the window is open, but it won't stay open forever. Other African countries are moving. Rwanda is building a digital hub. Nigeria is building fintech that competes globally. Kenya has already made mobile banking a way of life. If the Gambia and others don't wake up, we'll still be talking about electricity shortages while the rest of the continent is exporting digital services. We have one of the youngest, most energetic populations in the world. That's our greatest weapon. Or it could be our greatest curse. If we move now, we create a generation that builds. However, if we wait, we create a generation that destroys. The urgency is real. This is not about tomorrow. It's about now. Because if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? All right, family, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with something practical. This week's challenge is simple but powerful. I want you to take 30 minutes, no distractions, no excuses, and write down two lists. List one, write down your roots. What values do you stand on? What do you want your children, your nieces, nephews, and the next generation to inherit from you? Not just money, but mindset, culture, and legacy. List two, your hustle. What are you doing right now to earn money, to grow, to survive? Now here's the test. Do those two lists connect? Or are you hustling in circles with no link to your roots? Because here's the hard truth. If your hustle today isn't feeding your roots tomorrow, you're wasting energy. And I'll tell you this straight. I don't care if your hustle is small. Maybe it's selling credit, farming a little plot, braiding hair, fixing fans, or even driving a taxi. What matters is if it's building into something. Does it grow? Does it multiply? Does it lead to ownership? That's the challenge. Align your hustle with your roots. If you can't see the connection, start thinking, how can I pivot? How can I adjust? How can I make this small hustle part of a bigger vision? Because roots without hustle are dead. And hustle without roots is just noise. This is Roots and Hustle. We are not here to just survive. We're not here to live and die without leaving anything behind. That chapter of Africa's story is over. The Gambia, Africa, we've been stuck in the agricultural age, skipped over in the industrial age, and left behind in the technological age. But that does not mean our future is lost. It means our opportunity is even bigger. That is, if we choose to seize it. Roots and Hustle is more than a podcast. It's a movement, a call for young Africans, men and women, to stop hustling in circles and start building legacies. So here's what I need from you. Don't just listen. Share this with a brother, a sister, a friend. Spark some conversations at home, in your community, or even at work. Because if we stay silent, we remain stuck. But if we rise together, align our roots with our hustle, and build with vision, Africa won't just catch up. We'll leapfrog. The future is not in the hands of politicians or donors. It's in our hands, right here, right now. Roots and Hustle. We build, we lead, we leapfrog. Until next week, family, let's keep building.